Army says that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let's lift up our voices to heaven. God is the one who has protected us, seen us through the month of January, the month of February, up to the month of December that we are in right now, and even giving us the privilege to see the last midweek service in the year 2022. What a great privilege this hour. Let's appreciate God. Let's give him all the glory. Thank you, Father. We return all the glory to you. The psalmist says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. This hour we return all the glory to you. Thank you for what you have done for us as a church in the year 2022. Thank you for all that you have done for us as individuals in the year 2022. We return all the glory to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, even for what you are going to do in this last midweek service of the year 2022. Thank you, because everyone's portion shall be delivered in this service. To you be all the glory, and to you be all the honor. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. We are going to speak to God at this hour, and we are going to tell God, because this is the last midweek service of the year, Lord, I want you to visit me in this service. Let my eyes of understanding be enlightened again today, O Lord. I do not want to return the same way I came. Lord, bless me by your word. Visit me by your word. Do that no one can do in my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise and glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Our dear everlasting Father, we thank you again for this hour. We appreciate you, Lord. Lord, in this service again today, we ask of you, glorify yourself in the midst of us today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I yield myself to you. Heavenly Father, use me as a vessel to bless your people today. None of me, O Lord, all of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we take our seat in God's presence. Praise the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. The same is my birthright in Christ. Hallelujah. I want to congratulate each and every one of us again today for being in this last midweek service for the year 2022. And my prayer is that whatever God has in plan for each and every one of us in this service shall be revealed unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to appreciate God for this great privilege today to stand before the people of God to bring this teaching to us. And I want to thank our Father in the house, our resident pastor, for this great opportunity, which I will never abuse. I pray that the grace of God upon his life and his ministry will walk through me today, and every one of us in this service shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Our teaching series for this month, since the beginning of the month, has been understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. Understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. So we can see praise as being a facilitator of every prophetic word that God sent our way. And it is very important for us, if praise is a facilitator of fulfillment of prophecy, it is important for us to understand how praise makes it happen. And that is what God has been revealing unto us since the beginning of the month of December in all our midweek services. And today we are going to look at the part three of our teaching today. And I pray that God will speak to each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. We're made to understand by God's servant, our resident pastor, that prophecy is the unveiling of God's plan and purpose for a nation, for a people, and for an individual. And according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 21 to 22, we understand that every true prophecy is ordained to come to pass. Every true prophecy is ordained to come to pass. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 24 said, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass, and it shall no more be prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and will perform it, saith the Lord." Saith the Lord. When God speaks, his ability to bring it to pass is backing up whatever he says. And that is why I know that the remaining days of year 2022, every prophecy that has gone ahead of each and every one of us, God of heaven will bring them to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. We're also made to understand that there are sources of prophecies. There are ways to access prophecy. And scripturally, we're made to know that there are two main sources of prophecy. And the first one is that we can get prophecy from the scripture. And Bible makes us to know that this word that comes from the scripture is a most sure word of prophecy. Every word of scripture is infallible, is very dependable, is very reliable, and has the capacity to come to pass in every circumstance. Nothing can stop the fulfillment of any word of God. Once God speaks, he backs it up with his integrity. Numbers 23 verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. At he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it to happen? And the same thing he said to us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. I will just paraphrase. God was telling us there that we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take it as unto a light that shineth in dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. And Psalm 89 verse 24 also said that my covenant will I not break nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. This is God speaking. My covenant will I not break or alter that which has gone out of my mouth. Whatever I have spoken, I'm going to bring it to pass. So that is prophecy, because every prophecy is a word of God, and God ensures that it comes to pass. Secondly, we're made to understand that we can also access prophecy from the prophet sent our way by God. There are prophets and there are prophets, but any prophet sent our way by God, we can receive prophecy from them. And we see in Luke chapter 4 verse 25 to 27, Bible was telling us that there are many widows in Israel in the days of Elias, but when the heaven was shut up for 3.5 years, but when God was sending the prophet, God was sent a prophet to a widow unto Zarephath, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And the same thing happened in the days of Elijah, when there were many lepers in the city, but God sent Elijah to Naaman alone, and Naaman was able to receive his healing. So if we want to access prophecy, we can get it also from the prophet of God sent our way. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20 said that, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitant of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. And believe in his prophet, so shall ye prosper. So every prophecy that comes from out of true prophet of God, God ensures that they come to pass. And through that, God prospers us. And thank God in this commission, we have God has blessed us, and we have a prophet in the house, our father in the faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, who God has sent to us to unveil his plan and his purpose for us as Winners family. So I want to encourage every one of us, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, we must see it as treasured word, as valuable word, and run with them. And when we do that, we see the result that will be happening in our lives. However, we have a responsibility to know what it takes to experience fulfillment of prophecy. I and you have a responsibility to know what it takes to experience fulfillment of prophecy. Like there was in one of our services, we're made to understand that prophecy will always be prophecy. Prophecy will only be information until we know what we have to do. And when we take the step of what we must do, that is when it becomes a prophecy indeed that can be fulfilled in our life. So we need to understand that we have a responsibility to take in ensuring that we experience the fulfillment of prophecy. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13 says, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitudes dried up with thirst. We must understand what to do to see prophecy fulfilled in our lives. When we don't understand it, it is very difficult to be able to take advantage of what that prophetic word may carry. And we saw what happened in the life of the children of Israel when they got to Jericho, when they were on their way to Canaan land. God spoke to them. God said, this city you are seeing, Jericho, I have given it to you as a place that you have to possess. That is the prophecy of God. He said, I have given them to you, but God gave them instruction on what they have to do for that prophecy to come to pass. And until they took the step of that prophecy, they were not able to possess it. So what God asked them to do, they did it. God asked them, go around the city once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, go around the city 7 days, and on the seventh time, blow your trumpet, make a loud noise unto God, and by that, the wall of Jericho fell, and they were able to access what God has in plan for them. I pray that every wall of Jericho that may be on the way of each, any one of us in this service today, that has not allowed us to possess what God has in plan for us in the year 2022, God of heaven will break them down for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Five things to quickly know about prophecies. Number one, we're told that that prophecies are not religious wishes, but they are the unfolding of divine plans. Joshua chapter 21 verse 45 says, their faith not out of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Prophecies are not religious wishes, but they are the unveiling of divine plan of God, and God ensures that they come to pass. The second thing to know about prophecy is that prophecies are not predictions, they are sworn verdicts. They are not predictions, they are sworn verdicts. And Isaiah chapter 14 verse 24 says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I've thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I've proposed, so shall it stand. The third thing that we should also know about prophecy is that prophecies are ordained to be fulfilled because they carry inbuilt capacity. Prophecies are ordained to be fulfilled. And we see it in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11. The word of God says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. And we saw it in the life of Mary, when the prophecy came about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the conception of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Luke chapter 1, if you read it, verse 34 to 35. Mary was doubting God. The prophecy was too big for Mary to carry. The prophecy was too big that Mary, in her own capacity, knows that if God did not step into this prophecy to come to pass, it can never happen. And God told Mary in verse 35 that, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. That is when, because it is the prophecy from God, it is God's agenda that is being revealed unto you. It cannot happen in your own power. So the power of the Holy Ghost will ensure that it comes to pass. I pray that the power of the Holy Ghost will work in favor of each and every one of us concerning that thing which God has spoken concerning us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, prophecies are God's spoken word. Prophecies are God's spoken word. And because God is the one speaking it, God speaks according to his unlimited resources and not according to our insufficiency. Man is not sufficient in anything, but God alone is the one that is unlimited in his resources. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And Psalm 50 verse 9 to 11 also says, I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor eagles out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and cattle upon 1,000 is. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. God has unlimited resources. So when he speaks concerning our situation, already the resources are available to ensure that those things that he has spoken come to pass. If God says that he shall give unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue, it means that God has the unlimited power to make it happen. If God says that his plan for you and I is to give us hope and a future, it means God has that resources to make it happen. Even for the barren woman, if God says, sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. And if he says that for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, it means God is a baby maker. God has the capacity to make babies. In our capacity, in the report we have heard, that it may be that it's not possible. But because our God that we serve has unlimited power, unlimited resources to bring to pass his word, I'm very sure that all that God has spoken concerning you this year will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That's the God we serve. Praise the living Jesus. Lastly, we need to also understand that prophecies are God's spoken word and God speaks according to his integrity, not according to our instability. God speaks according to his integrity. When he says yes, it is yes. When he says no, it is no. He's honest, he's sincere in everything that he says. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15 to 18, he also said that, and so, after he had patiently endured, and he obtained the promise, talking about Abraham, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation to them, an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie. If it was impossible for God to lie, it is impossible for God to lie, and it will be impossible for God to lie. So I want to encourage us, let's hold on to whatever God has said. God speaks according to his integrity. He will never disappoint any one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Titus chapter 1 verse 2 also says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God is not a liar. God is not a liar. He said in Numbers 23 verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And he said, and shall he not do it, or at his spoken, and shall he not make it to happen. So everything that God has spoken is able to make them to come to pass. However, until a prophetic word is received and believed, it will never get fulfilled. Until a prophetic word is received and believed, it will never get fulfilled. He said in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, I'll read the ISV of it, that's International Children Bible. It says, this makes us more sure about the message the prophet gave, and it is good for you to follow closely what they said. Their message is like a light shining in a dark place. The light shines until the day begins and the morning stars rise in your heart. It is good for you to follow. It is good for you to receive and believe what the prophet has spoken concerning you. Prophetic word is like a seed which, when engaged, will bring forth fruit. Prophetic word is like a seed. And Bible gives us a very clear example in the book of Luke chapter 8. Chapter 8, if we read it downwards, when Jesus Christ was giving the parable of the sower, he was telling, when the disciples came back to him, they asked him, what are you talking about the seed that you are talking about? And Jesus Christ said, that seed which I'm talking about is the word of God. And when that seed comes upon a honest and good heart, that seed must deliver. So if we truly believe and receive the word of God that God has spoken concerning us, it's going to deliver. The delay of God is not a denier. God may be delayed in bringing that prophecy that we have received come to pass. But one thing that we are sure of is it will definitely come to pass. Few nuggets about prophetic word received and believed. Number one, we need to understand that every prophetic word received and believed transformed our thinking pattern. Every prophetic word that we receive and believe transforms our thinking pattern. And that was what happened to Abraham in Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Because of the time, I will not be able to read it. But God was saying that the prophetic word that came for Abraham is that I will make you fathers of nations. Abraham believed it. He received that word in his spirit and he was running with it. Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith and was constantly giving glory to God. I pray that becomes someone's testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Second thing that we need to know about the prophetic word received and believed is that it engenders peace within. No prophetic word should make us agitated, or no prophetic word should make us lose our peace. If you receive a prophetic word and you start agitating, panting, thinking in your heart, how is it going to happen? Then you need to check, is it truly a prophetic word? Every prophetic word is ordained to make us to be at peace at every point in time. And he said in Psalm 85 verse 8 that I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. And Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. So when the prophetic word goes out, it's not supposed to make us to be worried. It's not supposed to make us to be agitated. The prophetic word is meant for us to maintain our peace. And I pray that no one in this assembly will lose their peace in the mighty name of Jesus. A very good example is the example of Jehoshaphat. The children of Judah, they were besieged by three kings. They were besieged by Ammon, by Mount Seir, and by the Amorites. They were besieged by them, but God gave them the prophetic word, and that prophetic word was what they ran with. He sent the prophet to them, Jaasiah, the son of Zechariah. So they received the prophetic word, and the prophetic word is, this battle you are going to is not a battle that you have to go with all your ammunitions. All that I need from you is just praise. Just praise me. Praise me till you are tired. Praise me till you are tired. And our father in the faith, Bishop David Oyekpo, said, praise is power to raise. So when the power to raise came, when the praise called, the power to raise them from all the afflictions of the enemy was made manifest. And we saw what God did for them. He turned their enemies against themselves. They were confused and they started killing. I know in that battle, as the children of Ammon are looking at the children of Mansia, they are seeing them as the children of Judah. So that's why they were killing themselves. And I wonder, our resident pastor described it here the last time he preached on this message, that the last two people that even fought that battle, how did they kill themselves? Because it must remain two people. So those people, they were just punching themselves until they died. So I pray that will be what will happen to all our enemies as this year runs down in the mighty name of Jesus. We must also know that prophetic word was fulfilled through praise. If we want prophetic word to be fulfilled, it has to happen through praise. I won't go through the Second Chronicle chapter 20 verse 21 to 25 again, but we saw what happened to them. When they turned to God in praise, God took over their battle. In conclusion, in order to see prophecy fulfilled, what must we do? Quickly, we must remain strong in faith and give glory to God like Abraham did in Romans chapter 4, verse 19 to 21. Number two, we must continue to celebrate the prophetic word like Ezekiah did in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 to 6 and verse 18 to 20. And lastly, we must continue to bless the Lord at all times, like David did. David said in Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord all the time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And Psalm 119, verse 16 says, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. So we must make sure that praise is a lifestyle for us. Nobody will tell us, wake up in the morning, brush your teeth. Nobody will tell us, wake up in the morning, eat your breakfast, eat your lunch in the afternoon. Everything has become part of us. The same way, praise should be to us. Praise must be a lifestyle to us. And I pray, as we engage praise in this last day of year 2022, all that God has spoken concerning us will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet this hour and let's begin to appreciate God. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor for his word. If you have been blessed, let's appreciate him. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise again for sending us your word. Blessed be your name in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to understand that no prophecy can be fulfilled in the life of anyone that is not identified with Christ. That is why I want to give us this opportunity this hour. If you are still not with Christ, there is no prophetic word that can come to pass. But if you are on ground or online, I want you to put your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. That Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Forgive me my sins. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Today, I believe you died for me and I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now, I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray that confession you have made will continue to speak in your life and grace of God will be available for you in this journey in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we welcome God's servant. Hallelujah.